Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So I got a little nervous a couple minutes ago, Mike Harmon. And then
I realized,
he's got nothing to do with my team anymore. I can be calm. Then I got nervous for other teams because what was trending on social media was Adam Gase.
Oh, boy.
And when I saw that trending, I was like, oh, no. And then I remembered, oh, wait, he's not coming back to my team. We're done with him. It's okay. All right, I'm better. It's okay.
He's somebody else's problem now.
I'm better. And then I went to check and go, why is Adam Gase trending? And I looked and I was like, oh, please tell me some NFL insider has Adam Gase on a wish list for the Dolphins or the Giants or something. Please tell me for some reason he's high on the list. And it just so happened to be there was somebody was having some fun with putting together like the the best staff you can. And it was, you know, Bill O'Brien as head coach and Adam Gase as offensive coordinator, Greg Williams as defensive coordinator. It's like, hey, who says no? I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. So as far as we know right now, Adam Gase is not being mentioned for any job in the NFL. But just to have some fun, maybe he will be. Maybe he will be. Maybe the Giants want to go from Joe Judge. Hey, he was a player's coach. We need the opposite. Hey, Adam Gase won 7 games with the Jets his first year. Maybe we give him a whirl, and we'll let him be the GM as well. We gotta replace Dave Gettleman. Let's get Adam Gase's phone number. Someone call Woody Johnson. Get his phone number for me so we can talk to him.
Well, I know it's the nightmare scenario for some because, you know, insiders love to talk about sources. And then there becomes the whispers of the surprise candidate you wouldn't believe. So that's like I was figuring that's where the Adam Gase talk was going to. Someone had named him as the, you know, really wild card. He's rehabilitated his image around NFL circles somehow, some way, and gets back into the mix. That's where I thought you were going there, buddy.
No. Look, that would be like one of the worst jokes to play on your friends who are like, you know, like Bears fans or Jets fans or Giants.
Remember, he was a Bears coach at one point, too.
Yeah, you could say, hey, you know what I heard? What? Oh, who you guys are going to interview tomorrow? Who? Adam Gase. What? Your friend would just go crazy. Oh, I'd love that. But the thing is, most of the teams that have openings are all teams that wouldn't hire. Like, Miami's not going to go back and do it again, right? Obviously, the Giants aren't going to do it after they watched him coach from very close, in New York. He was with the Bears. They're not going to do it. So all these fun openings that are out there, Adam Gase has already eliminated himself from just because they all know his act and know, we're not coming back here. And I don't know many people that are Vikings fans, so I can say, hey, you know what? You're going to talk to Adam Gase tomorrow. And I hear he's, like, high on your list. Like, he's one of the two guys that they want to talk to. Like, he's really high.
Yeah, and you're really high if you start believing that that's true. I got enough friends I could probably push that out to you that might be in that state at this time of night across the country that maybe they would believe that about their team.
Yeah, I heard it last night. I heard it on Fox Sports Radio. Yeah, Jason and Mike were talking about it.
Jason was trying to speak it into existence.
Yeah.
Your team.
Or just completely make it up and go, you know what I heard? I heard that was going to happen. Can you believe that?
Buddy, that would be the first time anybody ever made up sources. What are you doing?
No, but I mean, like, you just get to go, yeah, I don't know. Like you can't do it like, oh, no, it's happening. You got to do it like, yeah, I heard on the radio. No, they said Adam Gase, like, you know, former Jets head coach, Adam Gase. You got to do it like, yeah, I kind of heard it, but I was only half paying attention. But then I heard it and I thought about you and wanted to tell you. You kind of got to do it as an aside. side, like a not like a hey, I'm texting you. Guess what? You're interviewing Adam Gase.
Yeah,
I was like, oh yeah, yeah. Hey, I heard that. By the way, I don't know. Yeah, you probably want to look it up. I don't know. I don't. And then suddenly they're going, yeah, I'll be right back. They're getting on their phone right away. Adam Gase, Vikings. No, please don't come back with any. Please don't come back with it. I don't want to see Schefter or Glazer's name anywhere near it. Just let me not see it. That's how you have to do it.
Can I ask, just a question, folks saying, like the Bears are requesting an opportunity to interview the Packers special teams coordinator. Does that mean Aaron Rodgers, if he's got a relationship with him, will go to the Bears?
Oh, boy, that was
because I know that was the dots everybody was connecting off Schefter's reports of guys going to talk to Denver. That Aaron Rodgers is clearly going to head there. It's like, well, I don't know. Is he going to go to the Bears now that if they talk to one of his guys? I want to just put that out in the universe, by the way.
No, buddy, I see exactly what you're doing, and I dig it.
Selfish by me.
I get it.
I'm tired of being mocked by friends and family every Sunday.
Oh, no. That would, you have to be ready for them not to be your friends anymore, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, look, they're always tenuous situations as it is. So one thing could just be the tipping point.
You know, I heard if the Cowboys don't win, McCarthy's out, they may go to Adam Gase to be the head coach.
Wow.
Do you believe that? I don't know. I heard that Roethlisberger, when he retires, Tomlin's going to go too, and it might be Adam Gase taking over. See, suddenly you can make it work for a lot of different
teams.
Now
you're really just kind of stretching all bounds of reality.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I heard Andy Reid's going to
retire. They're going to bring Todd Haley back.
Hey, I heard Bill Belichick's going to step down, and the Patriots are going to talk to Adam Gase.
All right, now you've taken this too far. Too far!
That would be the best. I know, I heard it's going to happen, I'm telling you. Right now, somebody's tuning in going, oh my God, what are they talking about? What is going on? No, it's okay, it's okay.
Jason has ingested too much sugar this evening, America, and worldwide here, as we continue on Fox Sports Radio.
But speaking of openings, okay, now, the day after we thought, hey, Joe Judge is going to be the head coach of the Giants, he is no longer the head coach of the New York Giants, getting fired today. And it was just a day ago where Joe Judge didn't get fired, so we started holding meetings, talked about how, hey, I'd like to have a little bit of input on who the next GM is, and suddenly I'm safe now. I'm a made guy. I'm here now. And today, no, Joe Judge was fired. So it's very difficult to see someone get a stay and then run meetings and then get fired the next day. But
did he really get a stay?
For a day, he got an extra day.
I mean, maybe they just wanted his firing to be so spectacular because of the outrage that we saw on Monday that he deserved his own holiday, his own Tuesday. Everybody else got fired yesterday. You know what, Joe? You're special. It's your day today.
Right now, Daniel Jones is going, what am I going to do with all these printouts that Joe Judge gave me yesterday? He said he wanted me to work on in the offseason. Do I use these or not, or wait for the next guy who's just going to bring in Russell Wilson? I don't know what I do. Look, it's really embarrassing because, a day ago we thought Joe Judge was going to stay. But this is what I mean when I say the Giants are like a sports Stonehenge. They are a relic of a bygone era, like Indiana basketball, New York Islanders hockey, Penn State football, institutions and schools and teams that were so good, but a long time ago. And in the NFL, 10 years ago is a long time. And the Giants had this image of, hey, we do it the right way for a long time, right? The Giants and the Steelers always had the image of, we're the ones that you look up to and say, this is how I want to run my franchise, like the Giants and the Steelers. And now you see that these teams are getting passed by other franchises. The Giants are a sports Stonehenge because they live in the 1990s and they think they can do things like it's 1993. Right, like Dave Gettleman, who retires as GM yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm building around a running back. Nobody does that. He did it 2.5 years ago, and look how far that went. The Giants stick with processes and plans way too long. We're going to go 4 years of this rebuild. No, 4 years. You go 2 years. If it's not working, you start something new. The Giants still act like it's 1993, and this is a shining example. You want to know why the Giants stink and why why they're in such a mess and disarray. Today is an example for it. Because what the Giants wanted to do was they want to do things the, quote, right way, right? So we have a day where we're going to allow our GM to resign and give him the day in the news cycle of, oh, Dave Gettleman, who poured his heart into the Giants for 4 years, resigning as team GM today. Then tomorrow, we're going to let Joe Judge go, right? Because there's no way, even Joe Judge saying, I want to say on personnel decisions, suddenly that didn't turn the Giants to go from, hey, we like him, to, oh, no, no, now we're not happy. He wants to say on personnel? No, no, not happening. So you knew they were going to let him go. They didn't mention he was staying yesterday, but they wanted to give Dave Gettleman the day, right? Because the Giants, hey, we're a respectful organization. And it's not like they're sending Bill Parcells out, a guy that built a Super Bowl champion. You're talking about a GM who was awful, awful. For 4 years, he was terrible. He signed bad free agents. He drafted poorly. He had no plan that worked because the plan was stuck back in 1993. The plan was Saquon Barkley's going to be a superstar, right? That was the Giants' plan. And that didn't work. So, but we're going to give him the day. All right, in a vacuum, I get it. And in 1993, you could do that. But now, all you do is look like a clown show. Because here goes the GM, and then everybody's expecting the coach. And not only is the coach not let go, but he's leading meetings, and he's talking about what he wants in the future. Then the next day, you fire him. What is everybody who saw this story thinking? What a clown show that Giants franchise is. Free agents are saying it. Other coaches are saying it. Boy, I got to stay away from the Giants. They don't know what they're doing because they're stuck in 1993. Because in 2021, what do you do? Wait, first day after on Black Monday, what do? We fire the GM, we fire the head coach. Done. We're done. We're moving on. Even the Bears, as dysfunctional as they are, didn't let it go out and go, well, we're going to fire Ryan Pace, then we're going to wait, then we're going to fire Matt Nagy. No, this is business. I'm sorry that you don't want to get your day, but you're getting fired. And teams move on and do it quickly because this is how it goes in sports. And it's not how the Giants do business anymore. And I get what they were trying to do. I understand that. But all you have to realize is you just hurt the image of your team by waiting a day for this ridiculous storyline. Right? They need somebody to come in who is like, who says, you know what? I'm not a Giant. I don't know the Giant way, but I'll tell you what, I don't think the Giant way works, and we're going to do it my way, and I'm going to do it a modern way, and we're going to win. Not suddenly a guy that's going to bring in analytics, or we're going to do things this way, and I'm going to go for it on fourth and two from my own 18 all the time, like Brandon Staley, but someone who has an idea of, this is the NFL in 2021, and this is how we have to build, and we can't build around a running back, and we can't take 4 years to figure out if a quarterback is our guy. We have to move on and move faster. They need somebody much more modern coming in because they are a sports Stonehenge.
Yeah, I think the hardest part here is, as you laid it out, and it's something you and I have discussed a little bit, the process of this is, it seems like you reacted to the mocking of media types and fans and sports talk radio and the back of the fish wrap. When you fire Judge a day later, right? Gettleman gets the statement and fanfare. Hell, it's not like Mike Zimmer. I mean, the Vikings actually sent out a tweet saying, thanks, Zim, you left the place better than you found it. What the hell was that? One of the most curious, hey, we don't like you enough to keep you around. But
It's a pretty talented roster. I told you last night the Vikings were the best job in the NFL. If you want to succeed, the Vikings are the best job.
Well, in terms of paths and everything, and as we talk about it, I mean, your best quarterbacks in the conference getting older, whether it be Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, all the young guys, and the other best job is Denver. Hey, there's Justin Herbert. You watched him the other night. There's Patrick Mahomes. Hi. And then depending on what the Raiders do. Man, I don't know what Derek Carr is, but he played pretty well the other night. But you look at the and I'll make it short. It's you knew what you had to do. Like the Bears, there were some reports that Ryan Pace was going to move up in the organization going into the weekend. Like Matt Nagy's the only. Somehow this guy's surviving? How? and, you know, they did the right thing. The decision makers are all, it's still dopey. There's a couple of folks on a larger committee thing that have me intrigued. But when you got Bill Polian and you're trying to sell his book as part of your presser, hi, George, it's just a clown show. For the Giants, if it's the same decision makers now, forget it. You throw up the white flag already. I mean, Jerry Reese left, and in his final couple of years, you developed a couple of those players, but didn't surround them with a lot of talent. And now you look at Saquon Barkley. Everybody's doing the, well, you should have, would have, could have done all this in the 2018 draft, and obviously Daniel Jones thereafter. And it looked on paper like you at least had a team that could compete. Guess what? You spent a lot of money on Kenny Golladay. What did he do for you? Not a damn thing, but cash checks.
Twitter it out about a Fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harvey. Sports Stonehenge, New York Giants. Oh, I don't know how it got here. I don't know what it means, but boy, it meant something a long time ago. Giants, yo. Adam Gase, yo. Adam Gase.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Okay, daddy's home. Tonight's show brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement is endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. That's visitlasvegas.com. Raiders in the playoffs. It's exciting now in Vegas, Mike Harmon.
Well, it always is. I mean, you got that new Katy Perry show. Remember, everybody were really getting hand-wringing, clutching their pearls and covering their kids' eyes during halftime of last night's title game over a music video. But, I mean, all the shows, the restaurants in full effect. Yeah, I want to go take a road trip. Who's with me?
Road trip. Oh, to go see Katy Perry? Sure.
We'll go to that. I mean, that show looks over the top.
That video was fantastic yesterday. I don't know what people are talking about there. That was a great video.
Yeah, you got there's a little bit of clutching and grabbing, like a defensive hold that I think had people a little up in arms. But you know what? It was a conversation starter.
It was on ESPN. ESPN's not gonna
put it. That's a cable channel, baby. Let's go.
The last thing they want is any kind of blowback from a music video. That was a Katy Perry video. Fine. All right, great. Put it on there. Oh, no.
As long as she didn't force them to run the B-roll of, like, here's what the new show in Vegas looks like. Because there's a couple of things that leave you a little bit confused.
Katy Perry video was better than the first half of the game last night. Did Katy Perry video
I enjoyed that
6.
Defensive struggle. You stop.
Oh, stop.
How dare you?
You just stop. You know what I like is we don't have defensive battles anymore.
Defensive battles. And pitchers duels, baby. Let's go.
You know what I like is I don't like any of the big hits that acts we talk about, music acts. I like the deep cuts, the albums, the songs that nobody listens to. That's what I listen to. Now that's who you are.
I haven't even launched that blog yet. How dare you ruin it for me?
Oh, look, I'm so irreverent because I like the deep things that isn't something that someone likes. I'm not a big fan of Katy Perry. I'm a fan of Steve Perry's brother, Jerry, who sings in a Journey tribute band. Because I went to see Jerry Perry and the Journey Boys or whatever it was. That's
the Journey Boys? I like that. Let's see. Jerry Perry does artist management. Jerry Perry.
Is there really a Jerry Perry?
There is a Jerry Perry.
Jerry Perry.
I'm looking at him right now. He says he's a marketing guru.
That's right. He does. He's also is a lawyer in Minnesota.
How about that?
Maybe he will be the next head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Him or Adam Gase. I heard Jerry Perry is going to be the next head coach of the Vikings.
Should have been gone.
Hey, speaking
after
of head coaches.
Sunday's massive debacle.
Look at you. There you go. Look at you freestyling. Very nice to O'Sherry.
Well, the fact that I went deep into the O'Sherry reservoir.
Right now, Tyshirt is going, I don't know. Who is Steve Perry? Who is that? Is it which guy is Perry? Is he the governor of Texas? No, different guy. Oh, okay. I don't think we have a wine company, no? No. That's Perrier. That would be Perrier.
Oh, that's right.
Perrier. Yeah. No, Steve Perry. Steve Perry. Tyshirt, Steve Perry, who's the lead singer for? Used to be?
Wasn't it The Who?
Yes, right. Steve Perry sang for The Who.
That's right.
And I get on my knees and pray.
Oh, I'll tell you the onstage gyrations when Steve Perry would stand next to Pete Townsend. He would do the windmill of the guitar, and it would point back to Keith Moon, and Keith Moon's got all kinds of solos going on, and John Entwistle is bouncing up and down doing Boris the Spider, and Steve Perry is just walking around.
Look at that. You trotted out Boris the Spider.
He's with the Who.
My respect for you just went up.
Yeah.
See, because that's right, you know, there. That's who you would be at a Who concert. Everybody would be yelling, "Won't get fooled again," or Baba O'Reilly. You'd be the guy going, "Boris, Boris the Spider."
Oh, come on,
Boris.
Creepy crawling. It was his best bass work. Come on, it's so good. Nah, come on. If you're at a Who concert, you need them to play Pictures of Lily. Look it up when we're not on air.
His drum solo on In the Air Tonight's good too.
It is very good. And Mike Tyson punches a guy at the end of it.
Well, spoiler.
But, you know, speaking of coaches, right, watching the last couple of days and all the big coaching moves happening during the day, and, you know, I'm flicking around watching daytime TV, and every time I turn and I see Rex Ryan talking about coaches, and he's invariably always saying what a bad job a coach did, right? Like, this guy, Lally, he doesn't like Brandon Staley, he doesn't like a lot of guys, and I feel like every time he's talking about a guy who got fired, like, I expect Rex Ryan to say, you know, Coach X, he was terrible here, and how do you not make the playoffs with this kind of roster, and there's so many things you could have done, you got to know right away that this guy can't play football, you can't count on him, and this guy needed an expanded role. And if this team would call me, I'd listen. So there's that part of it, too. I feel like every time he's criticized the coach, he's dying to say, call me. Call me. I'll listen to you if you want to bring me back in. I want to be a head coach of the NFL again. I'm dying to be. I still think I'm the head coach of the Jets. Could you please bring me back? I have a room in my house that's dedicated to what my office looked like at Florham Park. So if you could please bring me back into the NFL, I'd love to be the new head coach. I still thought I was the head coach of the Jets and I was the head coach of the Bills. All right, but just anybody, if all these guys getting fired, hey, if you want, give me a call. I'll listen. I'm not saying I would take the job, which he would jump right away, but I'll listen if you want a call. That's like what oozes out of the television when I see him talking.
No, I dig that, though. You know what? If you've got a platform and you can insert yourself into a job search, why don't you? Why would you? It's like, hey, look, I really like sitting at this desk with you guys here. But on the sideline is where I belong, and I know I can get that organization back in shape. What are they going to do, cut your mic? Because right then, you're going to go into a diatribe of, like, all the things. Here's the supercut. You probably had a producer pull it for you already. Here's a supercut of all the stuff I said that was dumb and inane that they did all year long. See? I've got my finger on the pulse of how bad things are. So you bring me in. I'm Mr. Clean. I'm cleaning things up immediately. I'm the freaking wolf. All right? I'll dress in a tuxedo if I have to and slick my hair back like Harvey Keitel. And I'll be there and I'll be ready to dominate. That's what I'd be doing if I'm Rex Ryan, and I love it. And every other coach, Dave Wannstedt wants to do it on Fox, hell, jump in and do that too.
Oh, you're calling in Rex Ryan now? Well, that's all you had to say. Oh, we're all set now, Vincent. They're calling in Rex Ryan. He's going to have us in the playoffs by the end of next year.
Is he going to bring the dirty Santa Claus with him? Brother Rob worked with us at Fox Sports Radio for a bit on Sundays, you know. Some of the stories he would tell, man. I couldn't put it, even the first three lines on air.
I understand if we don't make the playoffs, there is an extremely delicate Bonnie situation that needs to be taken care of. I like to know how could we solve this extremely delicate Bonnie situation? Can we do that? We got
Rex
more coming up in 90 seconds. I mean, I'll do it. He should just dress, and when he's talking about a team like the Giants fired Joe Judge, take off his suit jacket and just wear a Giants jersey under. And then they go, okay,
he's got an old Lawrence Taylor. Yeah. Look, I've been with this organization for 30 years, man.
And then they go, all right, well, thanks a lot, Rex. That's the Giants. And I know, also filling a void, the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, wait, hang on. And he pulls the jersey. He's wearing a Chuck Foreman Vikings jersey. All right, I'm ready. Boy, Rex, you're sweating a lot.
We've just
given them 11 jerseys on here.
We've just given them content ideas, though, because he could do that with six jerseys right now.
Can you agree with the move that the Dolphins with Brian – hang on, wait.
He's wearing a Larry Zonk.
He's got the Ray Finkel jersey on. Hey, I'm cool. I can make fun. That's it right here. That's me.
All right, you got to give it, go around the horn. What Denver Broncos uniform is he wearing?
Oh, hang on, wait, hang on. I'll tell you, this is a lot of work. Oh, boy, all right, no, he's got the bright orange Elway jersey because, you know, Elway's got to hire him, so he's got to wear the Elway jersey. So that's
okay. I thought you were going to break out a Rick Upchurch or something.
No. Oh, Haven Moses, one of those?
Hey, sure.
Rex, you okay? We're going to talk about some teams in the playoffs. No, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not taking anything else off. I'm good. Unless you've heard something. Is somebody
here's
else
my
be
Super
out?
Bowl champion, and there's the seventh jersey.
He just keeps taking them off.
For that one, he's got a tattoo like he's David Putty at a Devil's game, and he's painting his chest.
He's all the way down. No, this is my true love right here, and he takes it off. He's got it all over. Oh, wow. I'll tell you what. Rex Ryan is must-see TV. I'll tell you what. We got more coming up in 90s. I'm just picturing Rex taking it. Hang on. He takes his microphone off. You hear the rustle of the mic. He's taking it off. And you know, they're on the show going, all right, let's wait. Rex is taking his. Hang on. Okay. Let's just wait. Rex, you good? Yeah. Hang on. Almost running. Give me a second here. We'll be back. Oh, no. Okay, Rex is ready. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Giants. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know the New York area, so I still have an apartment there. So, you know, if you call me, I'd listen. You know, if the Giants wanted to call me. Great ownership there. I'll tell you, I was a big fan of Bill Parcells and all. Yeah, you know, I'm ready to get
you know what?
In.
I can get Bill back on my staff. He's ready for a return.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate that song.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And not often that we get fun, let's read between the lines news like this. But then again, we work in the world of sports. And sometimes an athlete decides it's time for a cryptic tweet, so I'm going to put something up there. A little bit less than an hour ago, Russell Wilson put this tweet up that said, hey, Rex, come get me. No, put this tweet up from his official Danger Russ Wilson account. It said, Jets, come and get me. He's put this tweet up that is a black and white photo of him walking out of the tunnel. It looks like he's walking out of a tunnel onto a football field, but it's hard to tell because it's completely in shadows, but it's Russell Wilson walking. And the quote on top of it was, light at the end of the tunnel. And it's him walking out onto the field. Coincidence that today the Giants clean house, get rid of everybody, and then a few hours later, light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, you can't have Joe Judge in New York. No. Bob, the light at the end of the tunnel. There was no Seahawks news today. There was no Pete Carroll saying, hey, we had a conversation. We're on the same page. We're excited.
Or I've been fired.
The only thing you've got was Pete Carroll saying, I'm excited about the future and what we're doing here in Seattle. And what did we tell you? Is there any way Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll are going to be back together again in Seattle next year? Light at the end of the tunnel. In other words, Russell Wilson is saying, hey, I've been in a dark tunnel for a long time. NFL season, the team was terrible. Everything I wanted to change didn't change.
He was terrible and he didn't change. And
well, he was good for the until he got hurt. He was really
good. Was not really that good.
Sure he was. His quarterback rating was like 130. I mean, he didn't throw a pick in the first 4 weeks of the season. Then he came back and then he was bad. And then he finished okay. But this is Russell Wilson's narrative. The facts don't matter with Russell Wilson. This is his narrative.
Very fair point.
Okay, the long tunnel of the regular season, of which it was the worst season we've had yet in Seattle. There is light at the end of the tunnel. 2 days after the regular season is over, is this, I'm excited about the upcoming season? If he was really excited about what was going on in Seattle, he would say, hey, tough season this year, excited about next year, the future. We got great playmakers on here, and he's adding DK Metcalf and Rashad Penny and all these guys. Everything is great, and Lockett, and there they are. Nope,
there's Rashad Penny, who gave you his four games for the year at the end, right? Because they declined his final year option, which means if they want to keep him, they really actually have to pay him market money. As opposed to what they would have been able to pay him.
Look, what was his most recent tweet before that? Well, he's probably tweeting about something else, right? Maybe it's not. His most recent tweet before that was, Steph and Ja so nice. So he was watching, obviously, the Warriors and the Grizzlies type game we're gonna get to coming up a little bit. But then the next tweet was, light at the end of the tunnel.
I immediately started thinking about an old song by Clint Black. Let me just read this for you. There's a light at the end of the tunnel I can see. Now I'm not so sure that's the way. I still might find a way to change where I'll be bound tomorrow. But I'm never going to wake up yesterday. Feeling you!
Wow.
No, So Clint Black,
Clint Black sings like Vic the Brick Jacobs.
I just ended it with the it had to
feeling
punctuate because I didn't have a gong or any cool sound effect from Teicher there, so I just had to leave it there. But it certainly raises a lot of intrigue just because, like we saw, Joe Judge fired today. Can Dange Russ get the changes he wants in the front office and coaching staff in Seattle? Is that what he truly wants, or does he want to find his way to the light? I mean, I could have gone See the Light from Jeff Healey and the Jeff Healey Band, but I went with the old Clint Black line here because of the verbiage used by Russell Wilson. No, it's great theater. They still have so many needs on both sides of the ball. They're going to be dopey enough to pay Rashad Penny market money, and then he's going to get hurt in week four again. Who knows? They might be convinced to bring back Chris Carson again. And you can run those guys out and then see at week six when neither of them is available who finds their way into the backfield.
The Mets are going to be done paying Bobby Bonilla, and still the Seahawks are going to say, hey, we're going to get that full season out of Chris Carson this year. I know it's 2035 and he's 48 years old, but we're going to get that full
season.
Look
what he does. It contributes on a per-game basis.
I'm telling you, the tunnel is the regular season. The light is a trade and a new start. It's what it is.
Well, but that new start could be with a new regime, or he's just turning the page on what was a disappointing 2021.
Well, in that case, then that's what you do. Hey, I'm turning the page in a disappointing 2021.
No, that's what you say. That doesn't spark any discussion. How is he going to be talked about and break through MVP talk, post-national title talk, wild card week talk, making fun of Joe Judge, no disrespect to Christmas videos, and all of those kind of things that we've had time and time again. No, this is how you break through.
No,
I
got news for you, smart guy.
Look, you're talking about me again.
I've just enhanced this video, and I was able to see that he's actually just walking past Joe Judge, who is walking the other way, holding a sign that says, I'm fired. So, smart guy, that's the back of it.
They put Joe Judge in the shadows.
Holding it on fired side.
So what you're saying is Russell Wilson has told the Giants, management at the top, at the very top, saying, I'll consider coming there, but those guys, Gettleman and Judge are out.
They got to go. Look, he obviously got news. The light is a trade and a new start. Because if it was going for next year, okay. The light is not at the end of the tunnel the day after the regular season
sure
is over.
Sure it is.
No, it's
you
not.
You got this out is, of the darkness. No, that no, season's no, 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 done. No, this no, is a message no. about positivity and hope.
That's
and about going through to 2022
no,
and kicking ass and taking names.
You don't say there's a light at the end of the tunnel the day after the regular season. You go,
why don't
I'm
you?
Done being in this dark tunnel. I need some time off. And we'll get back to football and being great again very soon.
They've
don't
essentially been off for weeks.
Nope. Oh, stop that. He had to win to make sure people knew and play well. People knew he was still really good. Just stop with that. Trust me, like I told you, last year with Russell Wilson wasn't about 2021. It was saying if things don't go well, 2022, I want out. And now we're going to see.
Question for you. Whose stats were emptier, his 25-6 or the 33-7 that old Captain Kirk put up?
It doesn't matter. There's no light at the end of the tunnel for Kirk Cousins. He's not putting that on social media. Hey, we'll have more on this and more on a crazy story involving the Lakers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's next on Fox.